This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. We are going to begin today with the American consumer economy circa mid-2017. We learned this morning from the good people at the Commerce Department that consumer spending was up last month at its fastest pace since December. Home prices are up as well, so said the benchmark S&P Case-Shiller Index. And along those home buying lines, the average American FICO score, a measure of credit worthiness, hit 700 in April, the highest average in more than a decade. Marketplace's Jed Kim explains how those scores got there and what they might mean for the consumer economy.
Part of the reason credit scores are improving is awareness. Mark O'Brien researches household finance at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He says people now track their credit score as easily as they track their exercise on a Fitbit.
Is kind of metric of financial health that people are kind of paying attention to and maybe even adjusting their behavior to in order to kind of see that kind of increase month over month or quarter over quarter.
And the average American consumer has become more disciplined. Chris Christopher is with IHS Market.
Americans since the Great Recession have been cleaning up their balance sheet, income statement. The younger generation saves more. They don't use plastic as much. So that all helps on that front.
During the Great Recession, a lot of Americans wound up so deep in debt that they declared bankruptcy. Those bad debts are starting to get wiped off people's credit reports as enough time has passed. With scores improving, lenders are going to be making a lot more offers for credit cards and loans. But Anna Maria Lusardi at George Washington University doesn't expect good scores will drive more bad borrowing.
The credit score is an indication already of behavior, is an indication of what people are doing with their finances. So in this sense, I think we are seeing some improvement.
And yet household debt just topped what it was in 2008, according to the Federal Reserve Bank of New York. Also remember, credit scores don't capture the full picture of financial health, as many Americans simply haven't had access to credit. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.